Hello, everyone. It is currently 12 p.m. on Thursday, September 18th, and you are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I am DJ Daze, and this is The Daisy Chain. Thank you so much for being here. If you have never heard my show before, hi, welcome. I play music within the dream pop and shoegaze extended universe. We have a lot of stuff going on today. It's going to be a little all over the place, but I've organized it. We're going to start off on the dreamier side. We're going to go into pop. We're going to hear some of those classic shoegaze sounds, and then we're going to wrap it up with a combo of all of them. I think you're really going to like it. We have a lot of old stuff, a lot of new stuff. We're going to hear from Slow Dive. We're going to hear new music from Blood Orange. We'll hear stuff from Wisp, Cocteau Twins, and so much more. If you are informed about the dream pop world, you will know that yesterday was a very special day with the 35th anniversary of Heaven or Las Vegas by the Cocteau Twins. It is an album that changed my life, it changed music, and if you've never heard it, I hope it will change you as well. But before we get into some of this music today, let's keep ourselves informed, shall we? So it is currently 73 degrees here in Burlington, according to weather.com. 8 mile per hour winds, partly cloudy, perfect day in my opinion. In local news, according to Vermont Digger, the legendary Martha Stewart has adopted two horses named Ulysses and Stewart. They come from the Frisians of Majesty farm in Townsend, Vermont. Their owner was unfortunately charged with animal cruelty. Don't worry, the horses are okay. They were recovered thanks to the Dorset Equine Rescue Center, and they are now living with Martha Stewart in her estate in New York. So I'm sure they're doing more than okay. All right, we are going to start off with Angel by New Dad. I will be here for the whole hour. Please hang out with me. There's a lot of good stuff coming your way. Check it out.
I'm You blow my mind.
You are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I am DJ Days, and this is the Daisy Chain. We just heard Levitation by Beach House. Before that, we listened to In Mind, that's the single version by Slow Dive. Before that was Uptight, Her Eyes by Fawning, and we started off with Angel by New Dad. Before we get into more music, let's hear a message. Whether you're riding a bike, hitting the slopes, or skating across campus, make sure to buckle up that helmet every time. Helmets reduce the risk of serious head injuries by up to 85%, and they're not just a suggestion, they are a lifesaver. So wear a helmet, be smart, stay safe. This message was brought to you by your Headstrong DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. All right, as I mentioned before, yesterday was a very, very important day in the music world. It was the 35th anniversary of Heaven or Las Vegas. I got my words jumbled up there. I'm so excited. It was the 35th anniversary of Heaven or Las Vegas by Cocteau Twins. If you don't know, they are a Scottish dream pop band. They consist of the main vocalist, Elizabeth Fraser. Robin Guthrie is the guitarist and producer. And then you have Simon Raymond, who joined later in the 80s, and he does the bass. All three of them combined their joint talents to create this really incredible sort of lush soundscape that ended up influencing so many genres, not just dream pop, which they pioneered, but it also influenced many subgenres, including shoegaze, which I talk about a lot, but I will talk more about later, even into alternative rock and indie pop that we hear today. I don't know about you, but I saw a lot of people posting about this album yesterday, and it is incredible to see how much of an influence they have continued to have, even beyond the 90s and the 2000s when their music was most used for influence. But now people are still listening to them, still loving them, and I think a lot of people, especially on this campus, know them, which is super, super cool. Like I said, this album came out in 1990. It had an incredible impact. It was their most renowned and rewarded album. It found its way onto the US Billboard Top 200 album list, which is impressive. They also found their way onto some UK charts as well. I am an Ice Blink Luck kind of girl. That is my favorite song. I decided to play just the classic Heaven or Las Vegas for you now, just in case you haven't heard. I feel like it's a good one to start out with, and then you can sort of go in, take your time, and listen to the whole rest of the album. I listened to this song when I was in Las Vegas, sort of driving around all the flashing, colorful lights, and I really resonated with the meaning and the vibe of the song. And I think it's very easy to joke about the lack of lyrics or coherent words. It's one of my favorite music jokes to make. I don't understand what the Cocteau Twins are saying. I think it's hilarious every time. But the meaning is still there, and I think it's incredible that Elizabeth is able to convey such emotion with just using her voice as an instrument as opposed to a way of communicating concrete words. So I think it's really impressive. I love this band. I love this song, and I hope you will as well. After this, we're going to hear more new music from After. We're going to hear Blood Orange and the Belinda Butchers. So stay tuned. But here is Heaven or Las Vegas by Cocteau Twins.
Yeah.
Welcome back. You are tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. We just heard Mind Loaded by Blood Orange. That's off of his brand new album, Essex Honey. It features Caroline Polachek, Lord, and Mustafa. Before that, we listened to Sulk by Mother Soki. Before that was Half Open by the Belinda Butchers. And of course, we started off with Heaven or Las Vegas by Cocteau Twins. Up next, we're going to get into a little bit more of a heavier, classic shoegaze sound. And I know we have some new listeners, so I thought I would go through again and explain what shoegaze actually is, because we just talked about dream pop. But shoegaze is basically a subgenre of the alternative rock or indie rock genre. It started in the 1980s, late 80s, early 90s, and was popularized mostly in the 90s, but it is having a resurgence today. So some classic bands that you might know include My Bloody Valentine with their album Loveless. We also have Slow Dive with Souvlaki Space Station and Ride with their 1990 album Nowhere. Those are the big three, the Holy Trinity, if you will. So shoegaze, the name comes from the actual act of playing the music on stage. So you get those droning, really heavy sounds from the pedals that you see musicians play with at the bottom of the stage. So it involves them using their feet to change the different settings. And because shoegaze involves so much of that changing, the artist would just look down at the ground as opposed to looking out at the audience or sort of engaging with the people that were watching them. So fans gave them the name shoegaze as a sort of jokey, like teasy name, but it does make sense. I have gone to many a shoegaze show and they are really, really fun because the music never stops. They don't stop playing in between their songs. They always have to keep tuning the instruments. So between the songs, it just sounds like a bunch of noise, sort of droning, and it can be a little bit uneasy sometimes, but I like it. I think it's fun. I saw Planning for Burial open for Have a Nice Life last year, and he decided to take it a step further by just swinging his electric guitar back and forth in front of the speaker. It was a lot of feedback, but it was really cool. I feel lucky to be able to see all of these artists come back around together to perform live. It's a really, really fun time. So we're going to listen to Blank by Glare. They are a shoegaze band, but they also categorize themselves as a sort of new gaze band. So paying homage to the fact that they are taking an older sound and making it new today. So let's check it out.
Yeah.
That was Become by Launder featuring Soko. Before that was Sword by Wisp off of her album If Not Winter. And before that we heard Blank by Glare off their album Into You. To wrap up our show, we are going to do three back-to-back new songs. We're going to hear from After, Pool Kids, and then Cicada. So let's start off with Deep Diving by After off of their new EP Outbound.
You know.
And just like that, we are at the end of the hour. We just heard Web by Cicada. Before that was Sorry Not Sorry by Pool Kids. And we started off with Deep Diving by After. Thank you so much for joining me today. I had a great time and I hope you did as well. A lot of information coming your way. I hope you enjoy this sort of mix of the talking and the music. I try to get the ratio exactly right. So let me know if you have any more thoughts. I would love to hear them. I am DJ Days. I will be back next week. In the meantime, have a great rest of your week, great weekend, and please make sure to stay tuned to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. Have a good one. Thank you.